Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, very good. We're back, and that was very, very interesting on Beats, Wendy. I'm going to tell you that very interesting. So I think the next time I get close to a grocery store, I'm going to get me a bunch of them, and I'm going to start on those Beats. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just if you got a juicer, you'll get the juice, but if you have not a juicer, you'll have to strain out the pulp, you know.
Well, I've got one. I've got a juicer. In fact, somebody brought one into the church and sitting down in the kitchen in the church. But I've got one at home, but I don't know where my wife puts it. She puts all these things places. And I just have to ask her to get my juicer. And she's going to say, what are you up to now? You're going to make a mess. You're going to make a mess, aren't you? That's what she's going to say. And I'm going to say, yeah, well, you wait till I get the beet juice and all my wrinkles will go away. There you go. We'll see. Anyhow, there's a lot of things happening out there, and I got to tell them this very quickly. This coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a film. And that film, before the evening service, is called The Final Days from COVID to Now. Final Days from COVID to Now. And you had, and I had written down the people that were in that film. Dr. Richard Martin is one, but they're very, very well-known scientists, and they're going to take a close look at this whole scam, this whole debacle, this whole COVID farce, this whole COVID tragedy to now, and they're going to be exposing some very interesting things you will... that NBC, ABC, and CBS hopes that you never find out. But anyhow, I got some quick things to tell you right now. Babies breastfed by mothers who took mRNA vaccines are dying, Wendy. They're dying. This is from Natural News. Olivia Cook. This is from Olivia Cook. Babies being breastfed by mothers injected with mRNA shots against the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, they're dying. The warning came from Dr. William Makis, a Canadian physician with a triple specialization in radiology, oncology, immunology, and the author of over 100 peer-reviewed medical articles. Makis provided two cases of babies who passed away due to being breastfed by mothers fully vaccinated against the COVID-19. This is a nurse whistleblower came out and she said fetal deaths have skyrocketed since pregnant women started being forced to get COVID-19 vaccines. One case involved a 36-year-old mother from New Mexico excuse me, who wrote about her 8-week-old baby died in July 2021. He became very, very sick with a high fever on June 21st, and about 2 weeks after I got the first Pfizer vaccine, she wrote, he was treated for 2 weeks with IV antibiotics for a supposed bacterial infection. However, they never found any bacteria. After the 14-day course of antibiotics, he was home for 1 week, but exhibited strange symptoms. She continued, noting how her child had a swollen eyelid, strange rashes, and was regularly vomiting. And it's a kind of a lengthy article. But anyhow, Wendy, we warn people and warn people. You know how many times we warn people, don't take that. Do not take it. Do not take it. And I can honestly say we did everything we could to try to warn people about it, didn't we?
Well, I mean, there's quite a bit of scientific professionals, you know, virologists, medical physicians, and that came forward, you know, to say they had some concerns about it, and some had some evidence about it. And we mentioned those things, and there was, you know, hundreds of them. It wasn't just, you know, one or two. And I think, as Coach Dwayne has pointed out, and they all can't be wrong. You
Well, no, we played clip after clip after clip after clip of different doctors, scientists, researchers telling you, don't do it, okay? We warn people. Wendy, remember, you were here with us probably a month before the very first person that took a shot. We were talking about these experimental vaccines that they're going to use on people, and that all of the animals that were involved in the research died. That was a month before the first shot was given yet. And then ever since, we continue to warn people and warn people and warn people. And I had people telling me, friends that I knew, I had one fellow that was adamant about, well, these vaccines, he was in favor of this COVID, this whole thing. And then he started listening to the radio program, listening to what I had to say. And then tragically, he lost someone who took the vax. I had another woman who was very close to me, and she told me, she said, I trust my doctor. And I said, you shouldn't. Your doctor's got no idea what's even in these things. He's just doing what he was told to do. And she took the shot, the first one, and the door near killed her. Then she read the newsletters that we sent out on these facts. And she called me and told me, she said, you were right. I should have listened to you. I said, I know. I told you. And
well,
she's,
in the gold standard of research, though, I mean, if the animal trials don't pan out, you know, the animals don't survive or a majority of them die, you know, usually in, you know, the old days, researchers went back to the drawing board. They didn't pursue it, and they didn't keep going if the animals died. But, you know, we're not in those golden days anymore.
No, the old days, they were not pushing a depopulation agenda. That is the deep state is pushing, and we've been warning people about that agenda. Now, here, hoax exposed. COVID killed zero young people of good health. Israeli data show. Here's this article is out of Israel, and Natural News. Newly released data shows that not a single healthy young person under the age of 50 has died from the Wuhan coronavirus in Israel ever. Now, remember how Israel was embracing these things? And then all of those young soldiers got myocarditis. The Israeli Ministry of Health admitted in response to a formal request from an attorney that there have been zero deceased 18 to 49 years of age with no underlying morbidities. Meaning anyone under the age of 50 who was not already seriously ill with a pre-existing health condition has ever died from the disease. But Wendy, from what I understand, 8 times as many people have died from the vaccine that have actually died from the disease. Such an admission affirms that many skeptics have been saying all along about the fact that COVID was never a threat to healthy people. The disease was blown entirely out of proportion. In other words, if not completely fabricated as a cover story for just another flu season, combined with new health-destroying government tyranny such as mask mandates and forced lockdowns. You know, I went to the VA, and I just couldn't believe it. They're still forcing those people. They're forcing them over at the VA to wear those masks. And I was the only one in there not wearing a mask. And I told them, I don't want them. I hate those things. And it's unbelievable that they're still forcing. That is absolute stupidity, isn't it?
Well, they're doing that at dentist's office and also at eye doctors. I've seen that too. So those offices are still carrying on with that.
Well, the dentist office, I can understand, okay. That's an amazing. Well,
what I mean is the dentist office wants you to wear a mask, and so does the eye doctor's office.
Well, it's kind of hard to work on your teeth if you're wearing a mask, isn't it?
Well, when you come in, until you get seated in the chair, they want you to wear one.
And, not my dentist.
Well, that's good.
Not my dentist. My dentist don't ask you to wear one.
No.
The only people that are wearing the mask are the ones that's working on my mouth.
Okay. It's,
yeah. Because I tell them flat out that scientific research has made it very clear that wearing these masks is really, really stupid. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there is research that, you know, that those masks aren't going to stop viruses. They're small pathogens.
It's all kinds of research, but it's caused a lot of mouth infections, especially amongst young children. It's caused a lot of terrible side effects in children. How about this one here? COVID jabs contain graphene. We've done this before. Nanobots. Scientists discover, and they pass from vaccinated to unvaccinated. We've talked about this here, about the shedding.
Right.
The true nefarious purpose behind Wuhan coronavirus vaccines extends far beyond just mass depopulation of the world. This is an article here by Ethan Huff. These injections are laced with microscopic graphene oxide nanobots that alter natural human biology in ways that we are only just beginning to discover and understand. Graphene is a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a two-dimensional lattice structure. It's remarkably powerful in terms of amalgamating the human frame with synthetic man-made components. There you go. It goes on. It says, it appears as though the goal with these graphene nanobots is to transform or transition all human beings into human hybrid robots controlled by 5G wireless transmissions. Now, if you would have said something to me, told me something 15 years ago, I would have said you've lost your mind. But not nowadays. As crazy as it might sound, the powers that be seem to be building worldwide network 5G nodes that once activated in conjunction with whatever software is uploaded by the 5G nanobots hiding inside the fully vaccinated will give them absolute power over the masses. These minuscule robots driven by the power of nanotechnology possess the ability to navigate the intricate terrain of our bodies with unprecedented precision, reports the expose. Their potential applications appear endless, targeting drug delivery, tissue repair, disease detection, and even natural interfaces. What do you think about all that?
I've also read that, you know, artificial intelligence is really growing by leaps and bounds, and they're putting artificial intelligence now in robots. So they're saying the next generation of nurses, since they have a nursing glut, will be the robots with AI in them.
No robot nurses for me. Nope, I draw the line. Okay, here you go. This was something we know about Joe Obama Biden. We know that Joe, according to his own daughter, is a pedophile. This is new. Here he is, devout Catholic and child sniffer. This is an article here out of the Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit here. Devout Catholic and child sniffer. Joe is not a devout Catholic. All the Catholics I know will tell you he is apostate as apostate gets. Joe Biden defends sex change mutilation for children in a proclamation, lesbian, sodomite, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex pride month. And here is a picture of him, and he's got this little girl, probably, I would say, 4 or 5 years old, and he's smelling her hair, and they've got all these women standing behind him. This is really sick. It is really sick, okay? There you go. The article says, devout Catholics know the child sniffer Joe Biden issued a proclamation today. That's today, Wednesday, making gay pride, or sodomite pride, you might say, month that defends child sex change operations and treatments, supports pornography, targeting children in school libraries, and claims that his heart is heavy with grief for the loved ones who have lost to anti-LGBTQ violence, without noting the Christians murdered in a school shooting by transgender person last March. Joe Biden is a pedophile. And, you know, so many people have gone to prison for many, many years. I've known some people. I know one man who's been in prison right now since 1985 for doing doing nothing less than what Joe Biden has done. And now they don't even want to prosecute the pedophiles. They don't even want to they want to legalize pedophilia. And that's what Democrats do. That's just what Democrats do. Anyhow, here today was the deadline when Wendy for Christopher Wray to turn over. Well, FBI Director Wray admits FD-1023 Biden bribe document offers private viewing to. He offers a private viewing to Congressman Comer and Grassley. Comer warns of contempt if document not given to Congress. Now, here, Wray has offered to say you can come over and you can look at it there at the FBI office, but you can't take it out and you can't take it back to Congress. Now, Wendy, why do you think he would do that? There's a couple of reasons, but why do you think?
Why can't he make him a copy?
No, he doesn't want it to be. Look, they come over, they look at it, they can read it, they'll know what's in it, right? Then they go back to Congress, they hold a press conference, and then Wray comes out and says, none of that's in there. That's not in there, okay? That's what they would do. Now, if they actually had copies of the documents or had the files themselves, they couldn't do that, huh? Now, why do you think Wray is sticking his neck out? Because he's going to be held in contempt of Congress, which means that's jail time. I think you do a minimum amount of jail for doing that, okay? So why do you think, well, obviously we know who he's protecting. We know, number one, the one in charge of all this is Hillary Clinton. She's the one that started the whole thing behind the Russia probe. And she's the one that's got something on everybody. They're all scared to death of Hillary. And they don't know. Now, this is the Biden crime cartel, crime family. In there, it shows you all of these deals that Biden does, selling America. And what he was doing was treason. And so, do you don't suppose that if Biden goes down, he's going to take a bunch of people with him? And do you think maybe Chris Wray possibly could be in that list?
It's the tangled web they weave, Pastor. Anybody could be there.
Well, okay, you notice something? Who's been making all of the talk shows, he's been making the rounds on all of the communist NBC, CBS, ABC, all the communist talk shows. And he's out there trying to attack Trump, he's scared. Colby is scared because he knows if they get that, they go down, and it's going to go to him. Eventually, it's going to come back to him. And he's scared, and he's trying to do whatever he can to stop it. So now he's pushing hard for them to indict President Trump. They are scared to death of Trump. Like Hillary says, if Trump gets back in the White House, we are all going to hang. And because he's got the goods now, and they know that. But let me just read you this article. A day after FBI Director Christopher Wray was threatened with contempt of Congress charges after blowing off the May 30 deadline to turn over to Congress a subpoenaed FD-1023 FBI document showing Joe Biden involvement in a $5 million bribery scheme with foreign nationals when he was vice president. Ray finally acknowledged the existence of the document and offered a private viewing to Representative James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, we can just, I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out how. See, we're going to say that, I mean, the Republicans, they better start really getting, I mean, they really need to go after this guy because, you know, Ray's not going to take the fall by himself, right?
I don't think he would. I mean, you're talking about some, you know, diehard criminals here.
You're telling me some very, very hardened criminals. Look what they're doing. They're going after Christians. After pro-lifers.
I'm not convinced our national debt is a national debt. I think it's politicians have money laundered that money. I think it was stolen.
Oh yeah, I mean billions and billions and billions of dollars disappeared from the the Pentagon or the military industrial complex, huh? All right, here, wow, stunned. John Kirby stammers out a denial and leaves podium, runs from the podium after White House reporter details Joe Biden's bribe allegations and whistleblower charges. Asked about majority of Americans believing in Biden is corrupt. And so when he did that, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was stunned by reporters questioned at Wednesday's briefing that mentioned bribery allegations against Joe Biden, along with the involvement in the Biden family's international business dealings and whistleblower charges of interference investigations, followed with a request to comment on a recent poll showing a majority of Americans believe Joe Biden is corrupt. Yeah, I guess they would.
Well, isn't that interesting that the media is doing that? Don't you think that's interesting?
The media is not doing this. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The bold questioner was asked by, of course, the New York Post reporter Stephen Nelson was the one that asked the question. No, you're not going to hear any of this on NBC, ABC, CBS, or PMSNBC, any of the communist-controlled media. They're not going to do it. I mean, and here's an interesting thing. I couldn't believe Lindsey Graham tonight. Lindsey Graham was on Hannity. And Lindsey Graham says, can you believe that in Russia you can go to jail for speaking against your government? Do you think Lindsey Graham has ever heard of the January 6, 21?
Right.
Hey, Lindsey, wake up. Where are you, Lindsey? Here's another one about the deep state, Wendy. Whistleblowers claim evidence against Hunter Biden placed in a highly restricted systems that prevent other FBI officials from reviewing materials. DOJ whistleblowers have told Senator Chuck Grassley that evidence against Hunter Biden was placed in a highly restricted system that prevented all other FBI officials from reviewing the materials. The whistleblower said derogatory evidence related to Hunter was labeled disinformation after it had been clearly been verified to be true. So the whistleblowers are coming out. It looks like the chickens are coming home to roost. I guess from what I've heard, because of what they've done, you know, there are still some good people in the FBI. I mean, some people that go out, done their job, actually did the job, and we're talking about the agents, the patriotic agents out there that actually believed in doing and the oath they took to the Constitution. There were some. I know John McTernan doesn't think there's any, but there were. I knew some. I knew them, okay? Decent, good people. And what they did is they, Chris Ray, Comey, and those, you know, just destroyed the reputation, all that they worked for of that agency. The agency now, nobody trusts. Everybody believes they're crooked and corrupt. Now, Chris Ray, he's in a spot. right now. And he's claiming that he's working as hard as he can to clean up the corruption within the agency. Yeah, he's working as hard as he can to keep from any of this stuff from coming out, because I think Chris Wray knows that when it all comes out, he's going to jail himself, okay? Excuse me. So, anyhow, Wendy, up here, I don't know what it's been like where you're at, but it's a very strange thing happening. I was watching the meteorologist on the weather tonight, and the guy was scratching his head. He was showing you the situation where, you know, the moisture comes up from the south and it goes in a circle around, and he's showing you where all of the states where this moisture is, where there eventually will be some rain. But Ohio, Wendy, it's a perfect circle around Ohio. Ohio gets no rain. And we haven't had any rain now in 11 days here in Ohio. No rain in 11 days. And I just heard today that we may not get any, that it may be 19 days before we get our first rain. That's tough, Wendy. Now, what's made it bad is that dry, hot weather is adding to, it went from tree pollen now to grass and flower pollen. And I don't know what it's like in where you're at, but boy, I'm going to tell you, I left my car windows open out in my driveway, and I come out there, and my upholstery is usually black. It was powdered with a light green and yellow, just like a powder. It was just unbelievable, all over it, just unbelievable.
We settled down a bit with the pollen. We've had a lot of rain though, so.
Well, send it this away. We could use it. You know, the folks out there really need to get stocked up. I went to. Today, I was going out to, we like to go to the salvage stores. We like to see all the stuff that's coming in. And it's been amazing because what I saw today, Wendy, it looked to me like almost like panic buying. And what I mean by that is, you know, normally you go in there, there might be half a dozen or more people. And, you know, the carts are maybe a third full or whatever. Today, every cart, the place was filled. And every cart, people had filled to overflowing. I mean, just unbelievable. They got as much stuff as they could get in the cart. And it looked to me almost like panic buying. And I'm wondering, people are, now, I know at our church, Stewards of the Word Baptist Church, we're stocked up because we know that, Biden is working, the Democrats are working as hard as they can to destroy this country. They want to cut off the food supply. We know that, you know, so how many food processing plants have been burnt down. You know, you just had a situation not just recently where 18,000 cattle were burned alive. Unbelievable what's been happening across the country. But anyhow, so people are stocking up. One of the things they really need to stock up on is natural herbal medicines, because the bad guys are going to try to cut the supply, aren't they?
I would think.
So, folks, I'm going to just give you this. ThePowerHerbs.com, ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Wendy, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to take some phone calls, but tell the folks they should be stocking up. They really should be stocking up. Be back right after this.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, "I want to see the preacher." So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said, as he walked in, he said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him. Said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about Mom and Dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Just tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
All right, that phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll take your calls. And, boy, you do want to tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. And Wendy, do you have any kind of specials or anything going on right now?
Yeah, this is the last day of our Memorial Day sale. So people can call in. It runs through midnight tonight. So it's 866-229-3663 if they want to place an order. We have 24-hour ordering by phone, 866-229-3663, or they could just visit the website. The details for the sale is up there on the website at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, where I'm at, we only have 25 minutes left, but in some of the other places, they've got 3 hours left, huh?
So, the West Coast would have,
Already, we've got, who is from Chicago? All righty, we got Tom from Chicago. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, okay. This is a question for Wendy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go for it.
Great. Okay. The reason for the call is I've had shingles almost 3 years ago, and I still have that post neuralgia. I have it in my right arm, in my right shoulder. Can you recommend any type of, tincture or anything for that?
Well, we do have a Shingles Beyond kit. It's up on our website. It's in our catalog. One of the herbs I like to use has a natural inhibitor to the shingles. It's barberine. Very effective, usually, with the shingles. So you may want to look into that.
Okay, so you admit it's strictly just barberine. That's the name of it.
Well, it's barberry bark, but it has the inhibitor is barberine in the bark.
I see. Yeah, because it comes and goes. I mean, I just have problems with the nerves. It's about the last 8 or 9 days. It's really been burning.
Yeah. So what happens is you've got the zoster virus will park itself on the ganglion nerve sheath, and
yes. Yeah,
it can give you problems.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this, Tom.
Yes.
All right. I ordered that for someone who was very close to me. I ordered that, and when they started to have shingles break out, they took it right away.
Right.
And it stopped it dead in its tracks.
Yeah. Well, I had shingles almost 3 years ago, and I got rid of the actually the rash and all that. I did. To be honest with you, I had that barberry bark. I did use it. What can I say? I still got that problem. I know that if you take too much of that barberry bark, you have to do that cleanse, the gallbladder cleanse on that, right?
Well, I mean, you're going to use it in a short burst. You're not going to use it very long.
Well, I used it for on and off for about 6 months, but I still have that problem. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's almost 3 years now with this burning sensation. Usually it was manageable, but the last 10 days or so, it's really extraordinary.
Well, was the barberry, what form was that in?
That was in the bottle, those little bottles that you have. You take 32 drops for a...
Oh, okay, so the tinctures then.
Yes.
Okay, and that didn't seem to help with the lingering neuralgia.
Well, it's worse now than it was before. How can I say so? I haven't taken that barberry bark now for in excess of a year, I'd say. But it was doing better on its own, and then all of a sudden it came back, like I said, in about
stress,
10 days.
Yeah, stress will aggravate it. So
tell me about stress. I got a lot of stuff going on with me here.
Tom, we got to move on because the lines are filled up. But thank you.
Okay.
Who is there from Massachusetts? Hey, Nancy from Massachusetts, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. I'm calling about. I need prayer for a friend of mine. It's really bad up here. I was a home health aide, and I remember in the 90s. Whenever Obama was in, he even had in the Boston Globe, don't give the elderly antibiotics. And I took care of my friend's aunt, and she took a stroke, and they took me to court, the hospital, to take my proxy away so they could kill her, okay? And we get bad judges up here. And now I'm dealing with her niece. Her name is Linnea Romeo, and she's in the hospital. And I don't know if you're aware, but all our hospitals are owned by Soros. And could you please pray for her? She's in intensive care tonight.
What her name is Linnea?
No, Linnea.
Linnea, okay. Let me have people all across the country. Do you know? Does she know the Lord?
Oh yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let the folks remember. There's power, power, power in prayer. And so it's very important that when people ask you to pray, that you do that. Because look, I'm going to tell you, everyone listening to me either needs prayer now or they will. Okay, and God's listening. So. Lord, we want to, let's just do this. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Lanier up. We would ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intervene on this behalf. Lord God, that you would come. Lord, that you would touch her. Lord, you know Lanier. You know her situation. You know what's happening in those hospitals. So, Father God, you've come to give us life and more abundantly, and that's what we're asking for you to do with Lanier. We ask that you touch her. Father God, that she would receive a complete and total healing, Lord God, and that you would be a comforter to her and her friends and those, the family that are, that's right now, the lady that's calling here tonight, that you would be a comfort to them. So, Lord, we're asking this. People are asking you all around the country. And, Lord, so, again, we're asking. You said we don't receive because we don't ask. We're asking, and we're believing, Lord. We're believing for a miracle for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you so much. You know, for other folks out there listening, too, I can't take all your prayer requests tonight, but if you'll call this number, if you'll call and leave your prayer requests, when we get in the office in the morning, the ladies will go and they'll write them all down, and they'll be prayed for. We pray for hundreds and hundreds of people, and so the number is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. Just call and leave your prayer request. Try to talk as clear right into the phone as possible, and we will pray for you. We'll answer those prayers soon. Okay, who do we have next? All right, we have... Well, how strange could this be? We have Clifford with us tonight. Hey, Clifford.
Hi, how you doing? I want to cite a verse, but, you know, LifeSite News had a couple of articles that are on right now that are of interest. One was they said in the UK they're getting deaths by the tens of thousands right now in the category of died suddenly, and they say it's nebulous as to what's wrong with these people. They don't really know what's even wrong with them. And at the end of the article, it cites a study that the original COVID, according to AI technology, most of the people that died were dying from secondary pneumonia. And then the people are saying the AI is no good now. So here they were championing AI, and they're saying it's no good because they don't like what it's saying. There was another article, there's a walkout in Canada tomorrow by students because they're getting harassed about their genders, and they're calling these teachers supremacists. So it's interesting that word is being used, on them. And then the verse is Psalm 50, verse 12, where the Lord says, if I was hungry, would I tell you? And verse 15, it says, call on me in a day of trouble, I will deliver you. But the idea in personal prayer, that's kind of a good idea to ask the Lord to tell me what you want me to know, that type of thing. Like Wendy told us good information tonight, right?
Right. Well, do you understand what he means? You said Psalm 50, verse 12.
Verse 12, yeah.
If I were hungry, would I not tell thee? For the world is mine, I would not tell thee in the fullness thereof. Do you understand what he's saying there? He's telling you that that he has no one to pray to, because he's the one that answers prayer. That he is the end. That he's where prayer stops, right there with him. In other words, he wouldn't call upon us to pray for him, because he doesn't need prayer, does he?
Okay, so the buck stops here, that type of thing, basically.
Yeah. Well, he's telling you that he's the one that answers prayer. He doesn't need prayer, but he's the answer of prayer. And so...
Okay, that's interesting. So the idea is that he's the one who's doing the answering, period.
Right. Alrighty. We have. Do you have a quick question? Because we're running out of time. Okay. How much time do we have left? Okay. Let's go. This is the last call for tonight. John, you're in the air from Minnesota.
Hey, Ernie. How are you? How's your day going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How are you?
Good. I have one good news for you. I did go to Minneapolis, VA, and they had a sign on the door that said mask now optional. And I was hallelujah, praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, well, the people in Ohio, are you listening to that, you folks in Ohio?
Yeah, there you go. Take them off. It can increase your carbon dioxide level like up to 68% more. That's how dangerous it is, these masks.
Yeah, well, I went in there. I was talking to the receptionist. She was trying to tell me where I needed to go, but she had that mask on. I said, I cannot understand. She had to take her mask off so I could understand what she was saying. And so, anyhow, do you have a question or comment? Because we're running out of time.
Just one comment. I was able to witness to a guy today. He came out of a coffee shop, and he came up to a woman. I think he was kind of hustling her. And he said, look at this, a woman picking me up. And then she drove off. And I said to him, he goes, they're just not reliable anymore. And I said, I know one who's reliable. His name is Jesus. He's answered everything I've needed, given me all my needs for 51 years. So I like those little pop witnessing opportunities.
Amen. All right, we've got Pastor Hal. Thank you, John, for that. And let's go. We have Pastor Hal. He's the last one. I got a feeling he might want to close in prayer, but before he does, I just want to say here, folks, listen, you're going to need herbal natural medicine, because I can tell you, I know what they're going to do. The Democrats are going to try to do all that they can to stop it. Okay, the big pharma, they're going to do all that they can to put an end to all natural medicines, this world depopulation thing. So here, it's go on the internet to www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or this is Wendy's phone number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. One more time, 866-229-3663. I've got, you wouldn't believe how many of these things I have, and I use them, folks. Boy, you need it nowadays. And so, Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yeah, Wendy, when you were talking about beets, you're talking about getting the pulp away from it. But my juicer mixes the pulp in. You put the water in the juicer and just turn it on, and everything is that. Does that hurt? Drink the pulp once it becomes liquefied, or do you have to separate the pulp from the rest of it?
Well, I mean, you can keep the pulp in if you want. It's just a lot of people are doing the juicing. And the reason for juicing being popular is it doesn't have any of the bulky fiber, which slows down digestion and also requires energy to digest. So when people want fast nutrition, super infused, they skip that part so the body can rest in the digestive area. They save energy, but they still get the nutrition.
Okay, so it doesn't hurt to drink the pulp, too?
No.
All righty. Now, since you've come to that conclusion, Pastor Hal, you've got 4 minutes to close us in prayer.
Okay, 4 minutes. Here's 30 seconds of it. The guy that had the shingles put colloidal silver on those shingles, a liberal amount, and just let it dry by itself and drink a tablespoon of colloidal silver every day with some distilled water. I know somebody did that for 10 days, drank it and fed it on the shingles, and they were cured. They went away 10 days. 15 years ago, it never came back.
All righty. Very good.
As far as salvation goes, okay, I got about 3 minutes now. Everybody wants to get to heaven when they die if they have any sense at all. Nobody wants to go to hell. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The human race has sinned against God, and God's a God of judgment. He can't let sin go unpunished, but God does love us. And what God did, where his love entered into it, is that he allowed Jesus Christ to pay that righteous payment for our sins on that cross. But that don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And he said, except you repent, ye shall likewise perish.